Ladies and gentlemen, about 6 months ago in my home in Ireland, I heard a young Dublin man singing over the radio. I was so delighted with his musicianly singing and with the peculiarly Irish sympathetic quality of his voice, I wrote him a regular fan letter. And I told him in that letter that I thought that he should try his fortune in America, like many Irishmen before him, and that if he decided so to do, that I hoped that I might have the great pleasure of introducing him to his first American radio audience. Here he is today to try his fortune in America. And it's a great joy for me, I assure you, to introduce to you my fellow countryman and my good friend Robert Irwin. And now, Robert, it's up to you, and God bless your work.